Hello and welcome. We're back. It's Sunday night for once. Jamie's abandoned me again, left me alone with these two ladies. Don't know what I'm really going to do tonight, but we're going to make it work somehow. This week, we're going to be talking about all things to do. Well, we've got a whole heap of news coming. And we're going to be talking a little bit about, you know, I have a bit of a theory about girls or ladies or women or the fairer sex being better at sparking than men, but we're going to get to that in a minute. Now, this show is always brought to you by Verso. Well, not technically not Verso, but more like the electricianspod.shop, your number one place to go and get your Verso gear from. Socket, switches, spurs, consumer units, some of the best stuff out there, better than Haiger. The AFDDs are officially better than Haiger's AFDDs. Facts. Go and see David Savory's episode on that. And yeah, have some of that. And then on the other sponsor, good friends of the show, Sharvin Arnoux, for all your data logging and your power analytics. And it's a little bit beyond me. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know much about that side of things. But for data logging and power quality analyzing, they are your number one guys. Not just the fact that they do some of the most intricate and technical equipment you can buy, but the fact is they are really, really good at technical support and being there to answer all your questions. They know the products inside and out. So if you get stuck, they're the people to go to. Now we can get on with the show. And I think let's introduce someone I've been trying to get on the show for maybe a couple of years now. It's not Kimmy, but it is Danny Myers, a.k.a. Lady Electrics.
Hello.
So Danny.
Hello.
Why are you nervous? It's only a nonsense show. Don't worry about it.
Oh, yeah. You have, though. You have been trying to get me on here for a couple of years. I'll agree.
Now, the thing is about you is you're like, from your Instagram, like looking at your Instagram, you're a bit of a renegade. Like you're just like a bit of a force of nature. You're out there doing it no matter what. Come hell or high water, you're out there. You're just making it happen for yourself. And that's quite admirable.
Definitely. Well,
sorry, what was she saying, Kimmy?
I agree.
Oh, no. Do you know, I'm glad it comes across like that because I don't really put as much time or anything into Instagram as I probably would want to, but I just have a goal, or you know, goals in my mind. I'm like, no, I want to do that, and I want to go, I want to try this, and you know, I just kind of set my mind on it and end up taking opportunities and just seeing where it leads me. And
it's one of them things where it's like, fair to say that it's a bit of a late in life change. Well, not late in life, but a bit later definitely. Than like being 16 and doing it.
I'm 32 now. I'm 32. So compared to most of the people or most of the girls that I know that are like electricians or in the trade and things, I do come into that older category of things. You know, I've got kids and all of that kind of jazz. So for me, my priorities are kind of different, and what I put into my work is kind of, I put what I want into my work to what I want to get out of my work. And it's paid off.
No, it's good, man. It's good. Right, I am going to get onto the news because I've actually spent all day researching the news and you know, like really working hard. I didn't really, it took me 10 minutes. But I found some good little bits of news that we're going to have a little conversation around. And then we'll get into the main topic in a minute. But I wanted people to just know a little bit about Dani, what she's about. Because actually, quite an inspiring little Instagram. Same as old Kimbo Slice. Kimbo's come in because she's going to be the support in this chat tonight. Because one, we did say that you was coming back after a month because you was going to flex on us. But is that still the case?
Okay, so I'm just going to summarize. The only thing that really changed in the last month is my hair color. As you can tell, for a woman, changing your hair color really signifies a fresh start. Everything else has been an absolute shambles. It's been an absolute shambles. So you know, I was like, yeah, I'm gonna do it, and I started off really well. And then, like, one or two silly people online was like, oh, what are you doing that for? You're not even qualified. You don't have a gold card. And I was like, maybe he's right. Ooh, and I started crying. And then someone else made a silly comment about getting back to the kitchen and being a woman, blah, blah, blah. And then personal things. And I went on a downward spiral. And I was like, yep, you're right. Don't know why I'm doing this. Long story short, did all of that. And then all these nice people started coming up and they're like, Kimmy, we're rooting for you. You've got this. You can do this. And now I'm like, you know what? Christmas is coming up. I'm going away for a month. If I start now, when I get to Christmas and I've got to take that time off, I feel like I'll set back again and this and that. So I thought, you know what? Why don't I do something different? I normally kind of fall off fast and come back really fast and everything, you know, goes well. But this time I feel like, you know, if I do set everything up and I get clients, I'm going to have to let them know, look, I'm going away for a month, in a month's time. So what I'm doing now is kind of taking a step back and making a longer term plan to actually come back in January. And that's working better because I'm slowly building everything up rather than forcing myself to do it. Because, you know, when you're self-employed, you're an electrician, you're growing up, like, you know, you said, I've got a son, he relies on me, and I'm a full-time single mom. So I don't have time to sit home doing nothing. So where there is that pressure to get up and go, like, I can't have days off. It's a lot harder than, you know, just being able to get up and do things. I don't know. Maybe it's just me, but maybe, you know, when we're talking about mental health.
Honestly, I 100% agree with you, Kimmy. Like, I think it's exactly like that. You know, you've got to, I think we're all guilty of it where you push yourself really fast and really hard and you're like, right, I'm going to get loads of work done. I'm going to put loads of things in. But when you do have other things going on, it's better, like you say, just to kind of ease yourself into it. And I think what I love about you is you're very much is like, you know, when I want it, it's going to come to me, and when I need it, it's going to be there. And that's the kind of like approach I feel like you should have. You're just going through it, you're just taking what comes and taking the opportunities. And, you know, it's a really good mindset to have. Like, I've always thought that was great about you. I really do.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, so I'm just so I'll just quickly summarize. So basically, yeah, I went through a little phase where I started creating more content. So I've actually done one of the things I wanted to do. But in terms of the other stuff, I was thinking, look, I'm not going to lie. I went on YouTube and I thought, let me see what's out there. I looked at Nick's videos, Artisan videos, and I was like, well, I'm like nothing compared to these guys. I'm not perfect, not this, not that. What am I even doing? And that put me back. But then again, I was like, wait, why would I wait until I'm perfect? And do you know how many people reached out to me and said, Kimmy, I'm in the same spot as you right now. I'm trying to go self-employed. I don't know what to do. Or I've taken a long break. I'm trying to get back into electrics. I don't know what I'm doing. And I would love to see how you get from this really low state of trying to build up work to next year being on Artisan and Nick's levels. Because it is inevitable. I will be there, right? But it's just the crazy journey of getting there. Yes.
You know what? Let me just jump in here for a sec, because actually I can relate to what you're saying a little bit, because about a year ago, I decided, right, that's it. I'm not doing this subbing bullshit no more. I'm going to go and do my own work. I'm going to get my own work. So then I wanted to get a van. Then I didn't want to be a van wanker. I don't want to drive a van. I ain't got no interest in driving a van. So I thought, I'm going to get a truck. Then I looked at the price of trucks, and they're like 15 grand for a half sensible one. And I was like, right, well, I need that first. So I put it off for a while. And then I decided, after the last couple of fiascos I was on, I just was like, I've got to do this by any means necessary. So it just means I've got to drive around in my car. I'm not buying a van. I'll just use my car, because it doesn't matter. People ain't looking at, like, most of the jobs I do,
you probably park really like down the road where they don't even get to see what you come in.
Do you know what though? I do. I park down the road, or I park behind another van or something, and I walk around the van to get to my car and stuff. Just because I don't want to be. it is trampy, but do you know what? It doesn't make me any less of a spark that I've turned up in my car. Like, my car's sorted.
I don't think it's trampy at all. I think that everybody who has ever done anything, it's like you build up, don't you? Nobody ever gets it like that. Yeah. It's the same with when you're talking about things like M. Bundy and Artisan. You know, they didn't get it overnight. They, you know, it wasn't just like an instant kind of thing. If you know, you kind of get it. And I think we all kind of start off where we are working out of our car, and we are just kind of seeing what kind of comes our way. And, you know, it is better. I think it's a million times better, you know, to kind of just wait for it to come rather than be like, you know, you can chuck it on finance, you can get credit cards, you can do all of this kind of shebang to make it out like you are in that position. But you know, you're only going to stress yourself out more in that instance. I just think it's so much easier just, you know.
Well, this is the thing. Since I've been going at it quite hard last month or so. So this is my next week will be my third week where I'm fully booked. And I say fully booked. We worked out a minimum number I needed to earn each day, which I'll be honest, is about 150 quid a day. Mm. And that's our minimum number. And then it doesn't matter if I have one job one day, four jobs the next day. It doesn't really matter. However it falls, it falls. But I've got to meet 750 a week, whether it's what. And I say £150 a day. That's based on a 5-day week, because I work Saturday and Sunday to make that number up. It doesn't really matter. But during that changeover, you've got to have that minimum amount. And this is my third week in a row where I've been booked up the week before for next week, meeting that minimum. So I'm really, really pleased with that. It took a hell of a lot to get there because, you know, and I hate to admit this, but I don't. I wouldn't have been able to do it without my wife, who's been banging out the Facebook ads and just like, because she's mad at, like, she's almost a lunatic when it comes to these Facebook things, like doing this Facebook stuff on all the local groups and stuff. Because at the end of the day, I was so miserable. I went through some real downtimes over the last couple of years where I've been right at the rock bottom, just couldn't even get up to go to work. I hated it so much. So, I've been a right loose cannon. And just turning it all around and then having your own little thing, it's so much easier. I mean, I don't start work till 10 o'clock tomorrow.
Mm.
And I've got a lovely little job fitting a couple of storage heaters. Putting in a couple of spurs and fitting a couple of storage heaters. It's easy work, nice and easy. And it's going to be, and I don't start till 10. I'll take my child to school and then I'll pick her up. It's not a problem. Like, it's nice. So I fucking forgot what I was talking about now. Should we do the news or should we just talk like dinner ladies?
Oh, I don't know what we're talking about. There's no questions from the news. Do the news. Come on.
Right, let's do the news. Right, who knows what the ECA is?
Yes.
What's the ECA, Kimmy?
It's the really, really cool electric boiler, guys.
What?
ECA, the boilers. The electric boilers.
No, it ain't. Right, Danny, who's the ECA, please?
Is this live? Can we cancel it?
I don't know.
I've got too many plumber friends.
I feel like something to do with being Christian or something. I don't know. <Just on your account.
laughs> Right. Listen.
See, it's not that. It's being.
I'm not the same colour as my T-shirt now. I'm like,
I don't really do. Listen. Like, honestly, you could ask me my date of birth, and I couldn't tell you.
No, listen. I don't mind. It is what it is. This is the fun of the show. Like, no one. Listen, I'm not proud. I'm so not proud enough to drive around in my car and park behind a van. Don't worry about it. I've admitted that on the show. So let's not worry about egos and stuff, okay? Let's park it to one side. The ECA is the Electrical Contractors Association. So if you're an electrical contractor and you've got your own company and you contract electrical work, you can become part of this almost like a union for contractors where they have all these little benefits and stuff.
Like for 2 years. I think you've been mentioning something that you've been part of that sounds very similar to that for like
not that.
A few years. Not that. It's not that. Oh, my bad.
Right. But the ECA is like the evil overlords of the industry. They're not really, but a lot of people think they are. However, they're probably front and center of the industry. So they deal with all sorts of things. Now, the king made a speech last week. Did you know that?
I saw that, but with all this AI going on, you can never tell what's legit, what's AI, because I didn't get it from the actual news. I got it from social media. So,
right. So anyway, he made a speech last week and they've got the ump with him because the King's speech had very little to offer the sector, despite it being a driving force in the transition to net zero carbon. The association, which represents over 60,000 professional electricians, welcomed the prospect of accelerated investment in renewables and grid connections. So basically what they're saying is they got the ump, they didn't get any props because this whole big drive towards being carbon neutral or net zero was mentioned, but no one in the electrical industry was propped up for it.
Boy, that sounds like religion and politics, which is one thing I stay away from.
Well, it's poor man's politics, isn't it? Poor man's politics. And it's not religion, you lunatic. Right, so no one got anything to add on that?
If I speak...
Listen, tumbleweeds. Right.
I'll get myself there.
This is quite a good one. The folks from Scottish and Southern Electricity Networks brave Storm Babette in full fury to reconnect their power enclosures that supply the electricity to the town's street lighting. Imagine that. 4 meter waves, and they're out there reconnecting the grid.
Yeah, no,
so that's basically mad. I would really enjoy that. I'd be scared, but I think I would really enjoy that.
I'd want to try it. Yeah, I'd want to give it a go.
See, this is what I'm saying about you.
This is what I'm saying about you.
You're that person, and you get this from your thing, that you'll go and do any of this sort of work. Like if someone said, do you want to go and work on a wind farm in the middle of the sea? You'll go and try it out if you like it. One at a time, please. Go on, Danny.
No, I was chatting to someone the other day, and they work out on an oil rig, and I mean, I'd love to do something like that. I think it'd be awesome, incredible. But I mean, amazing to them. Kudos for it, because you know it's just that I like the experience. I like different. I'd be up on the scaffolding. I'd be up on anything.
Yeah, because this is the thing.
Did you see that? I've seen that on social media. The what are they up on? They're on like that massive crane, aren't they? And there was a big old kicked off about it because they was like, "Oh, women would never do this," and it's like, I'd love to. I'd give it a go. I don't know if I'd do it long term, but I'd definitely try it. Definitely.
But this is the thing, and it's quite interesting because I can go to any commercial site and do boring commercial shit like fucking wiring up lights and all stuff like that, and it's so boring that I actually really enjoy doing domestic stuff now, like fitting one of them heater things, storage heaters, or fixing a lighting fault. Because I haven't been so immersed in it, it's a nice change. It's almost like changing career a little bit.
Yeah, well, I feel like that at the minute because I've been doing a bit of commercial recently, more than my domestic work. And it's a nice change. I mean, I don't know everything. I don't claim to know everything, but it is nice. It's nice to get in there and just
What made you get into the commercial side?
Well, to be honest, I've always done, I started off in domestic and I've always done that. And I don't want to be limited to where I just kind of start. I want to see where I can go and what you can, you know, kind of find my niche in it and what I'm happiest doing, if that it makes any sense whatsoever.
But, no, it does. It makes a lot of sense.
And it's one of those things I get a lot of job offers and things like that through Instagram and that, but I've never accepted any. I've never kind of gone with it. I've always just kept work local to kind of where I am. And then I had a couple of people actually reach out to me on Instagram, and I decided, all right, I'll give it a go. And it was with three sites around kind of the southeast area, and you know, at the moment it's going all right and it's going okay, but I find there's always a lot of drama that comes involved when you're working with other people, and I don't think I would necessarily take another job that comes through Instagram. But I'm enjoying
what's quite interesting.
I'm learning from it. But yeah.
It's quite interesting you say that, because it's funny. Two things that I sort of can see that one, commercial jobs tend to be, I don't know, more drama because, you know, you're working with other people. Other people are can be a nightmare because you're dealing with other people's problems all of the time. And then you're dealing with how other people feel they can interact with you, which is another problem. Probably way more of a problem if you're a female, because like boundaries and shit like that. I don't know. I'm only surmising.
I think for me that is kind of what it is. It is just knowing that. I think there's, and I don't think the person will really care about me saying, because he's very much into like honesty and things like that, but there's been, you know, there are times when boundaries they try to get crossed, and I think that's, for me, that's the most frustrating thing, especially when, you know, you are just focused on your work, like you're trying to learn, you know, do a new trade, do a new skill, or come in and just get stuff done. So it's one of those things that I just try to take things with a pinch of salt. There's a lot of things that I've got coming up and that could be really good and really great, and you know, but at the same time I'm taking it all with a pinch of salt, because I feel like, especially maybe because it's come from Instagram, I don't know, but there are less red flags, more of a red wall at this point. But that's that's just my take on it, my opinion on it, and he knows that, and yeah, that's what it is.
I know another lady influencer like yourselves, I won't blow her up or anything. She was one of the first female Instagrammers and stuff, and she had quite a lot of job offers come through Instagram. And, man, she had some horrendous experiences, like mad. Like, it was so bad at one point. Police involved, the whole lot. It was horrendous. And, yeah, it's just, you've got to be a bit careful. It's like anything to do with the internet. I'm a lot older than you girls, and so when I was coming up, like, internet dating weren't really a thing, right? And if it was, it was like something that creepy people did. So Instagram is like a remnant of that almost. It's like you still get a lot of creepy weirdos on there. That's why me and Jamie find it so hard getting a female Sparky to come on the podcast. Because since the very inception of the podcast, we've always championed women in the trades and stuff like that. And just approaching other women on the podcast, it's got to be like, listen, I'm not creepy, but can I chat to you? And like, when I add you to a WhatsApp group, I've got to ask for your number. And like, it's just weird. Like, the whole thing from both sides can be quite an interesting thing to sort of be a part of.
Yeah.
Do you find like both of you? Do you find like
I don't accept jobs from Instagram. Like, anyone that ever comes up to me and says, "Oh, you know, I'll keep you in mind for work," I reply back saying, "Yeah, cool." As soon as they come to me, they're like, "Oh, I need this job done. I need that job done." I never take it on. I don't treat my Instagram, because my audience is other electricians. I'm here to connect with other electricians. I'm not here to find work. When other people want to give me work through Instagram, I don't bother. I don't know what it is. I find it a bit weird, especially, like, you know what? I did end up working with someone, but at first we kind of met up just because, like, we was going to these electrician events together. And, yeah, after a while, it's kind of, like, weird, because they watch you on Instagram and they know everything about you and you don't know anything about them, and it gets a bit weird. I don't like that. And I think, I don't know what it is. I haven't figured it out, but I feel like everything you've said is probably a reason why, subconsciously, I've never wanted to take on work from Instagram. So,
yeah, well, honestly, I wouldn't recommend it at all, in my honest opinion. I gave it a go because I just thought to myself, I always say no to everything. And the way that this was worded, you know, it all come across very professional. There was no emojis, like, you know, and I mostly use Instagram, like yourself. For me, it's like the social side of it, where I work by myself all the time. You get stuck by yourself, you know, you're just in your kind of own head, in your own space. So that's what I love about social media, is like chatting to other people and other electricians, and you know, you just see things or learn things. And it's also like the girls and that all building themselves. I love seeing all of that, and I love seeing, you know, people's success and the apprentices, and you know, I love all of that side of it. But there is, like you say, there is this other side where I just feel like it doesn't matter how kind of honest and, you know, kind of blunt to the point you are, there is always going to be, it's not worth the risk, in my opinion, of taking a job on Instagram, because it just causes a lot more headache than is necessary. Like, honestly, I'm not going to go into detail about everything that has been going on in the last few weeks, but it's crazy. Like, it is literally crazy. I think
you find that, you know, I know a couple of very, very decent bosses, like, have been on the show. They run really respectable companies, and they have offered out work to other Instagram electricians and stuff like that. But it's all above board, and they wouldn't. I wonder what the problem is. Like, I think it is, like, I don't think you're ever going to get the middle ground where it could be just okay. I think it's either bang on or it's going to be a lunatic. And it is a 50-50 coin flip, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think another thing is, because, you know, social media, like, it's kind of like a fast track way to gossip if there was anything wrong. So I feel like, if let's say if I was to do work for someone and it was a rubbish client, or if they didn't like me for any reason, you know, if I showed up on site and they want to post something on social media, like I'd feel a little bit weird. Or even like some clients I've worked for, you know, I've had like money issues with them. I know if there was a social media person, I would feel a little bit like wary of calling them out, because like
I'd blow them up.
You know, so I would, let's say like, you know, I don't know. There's just so many different things that just give me the ick. Like I just can't.
Just... Sandy's gone. She's back in a minute. There she is. No, it's funny. I don't know if I'd accept work, but ain't no one reaching out to me. This is why I don't like none of the awards.
I don't like
none of that shit, because no one reaches out to me. I don't get no awards. I don't get shit. No one offers me shit.
I'll give you an award, Sam. Give you an electrician of the year award. Just like that little old lady called me UK's number one electrician. I'll give you one of those.
Do you know, I think the thing that I find most frustrating is I'm a very blunt person. I'm very to the point. Like if I have something that I want to say to somebody, to, you know, to get off my chest or whatever, I'll say it how it is, because that to me is just the, you know, the best way. And I feel like when I did start working for this company, I explained very much how, you know, I've had kind of ulterior motives and that in the past with companies I've worked for, and I've had like I'm not about that. I'm about just coming in and doing my work. And I said, you know, I'm a bit wary because you're from Instagram. And I think it was that whole reassurance all the time of, oh, I don't want you to get that impression, I don't want you to think that, and you know, that's, you know, I don't want to give that vibe, it's purely about work, and I can't do this with, you know, my workload going on. And it all seemed absolutely incredible. And for me, I feel like my first red flag was the first time I'd met him and he asked me what my star sign was. And it was just one of those things. I just thought, that's random. Like, no one.
Dudes don't ask that unless they're trying to, you know what I mean?
Nobody
I'm just saying.
Ever. Even girls don't ask me what my star sign is. And I just thought that was strange. But I just kind of got the benefit of the doubt in that situation. And then I think we worked together a couple of times, because obviously I was taking over these sites. So he wanted to, like, you know, make sure that I was kind of up to speed with everything, where it was, fair enough in that. But, you know, then he's sending me like songs and telling me that he's my twin flame and that, like, there's a connection. Honestly, the amount of stuff that he's gone into, it has just been so drama filled. And yeah, so anyway, the whole premise of this thing was that I was going to come in, I was going to have these, you know, these sites in my name, he was going to have the other ones, and there was all these other kind of meetings going on, and it all seemed great. And then I had a call, or a voice note should I say, where unless I committed to him, he was not willing to give me the contracts, and I would have to commit. And he didn't see why he should wait, because he's been waiting 3 years or something. And it did get to the point where I said, I'll leave. I don't need this job. This isn't, you know, I'm 32 years old. I'm not someone who's just going to do something for the sake of it. I do what I do because I enjoy what I do. I love what I do. Like, for me, it's the only job that I've found that is literally piques my interest constantly. So, yeah, I did put him in his place and, you know, tell him that I'd just leave. But it's one of those things. I'm enjoying what I'm doing, and I've still been working there. And, you know, he sent me another Tina Turner, "You're Simply the Best" last night. So,
listen, right? I'm laughing because honest. I'm like, a little bit embarrassed.
Skin, I'm like,
I'm sick of it. I just want to come and do my job. I just want to, you know, I want to do my ACRs. Like, when am I doing remedials? Like, do you know, it's just headache that I don't need. And generally, that's why I like to stay away from social media. I love it for the other electricians that I do interact with. Like, don't get me wrong, you know, I know that it's few and far between, and, you know, most people are decent and that, but I just try and keep myself to myself. And
I'm so embarrassed for men. Like, every man watching this now is going like this.
Right, oh, do you know how many men do that?
This is what I said to you about why I can't come on here, because I have no filter. And when I start talking, I don't stop talking. And, yeah, I mean, I don't
know. Let's move on to a different part of this conversation.
Anyway, so.
Listen, Summer used to get pictures of men's genitalia, and we used to have loads of conversations about it all the time. So as long as you girls ain't getting that, you're winning, ain't you?
No, these things are worse than deep into real life. Like, do you know how many times even myself, it'll be like, yeah, let's meet up, you know, on site, we'll talk about the quote. You get there, you're quoting the fuse box, and they're like, yeah, what's your star sign? So, you know, let's go get lunch if you haven't eaten, and we'll talk about the quote. And then you're sitting there, and they're like, so how long have you been single for? Like, mate, what's that got to do with the job? And then you realise, actually, it's not about the job, is it? And then you end up not getting the job unless you take, you know, go on this little date and stuff. And the amount of times this kind of stuff happens, I'd rather receive pictures than not. This not actually. I don't. Just men, please.
Can now you're gonna get all the pictures.
You're
getting all of them now.
No, no. Honestly, though, but for me, I'm just like, I'd rather just not have anything. I'd rather just walk away because I know.
And just work.
I'm gonna go on. Yeah.
These are the challenges. I think these are the challenges of navigating the electrical industry generally. I do it very, very badly. I'm very bad at navigating the electrical industry. I can't hold a job.
Oh, I thought you meant you do it like very badly, and you're the one doing that to punch
the screen. Mate, I ain't got enough energy for one bird, let alone having a load on the go. I'm 41 years old. My belly rests on my lap. Don't worry about it. I ain't doing shit.
That's the most frustrating thing about it. You know, when you're older, I don't want to keep saying everyone my age, but I'm 32, so I can bite back at it, and I can just say, look, I ain't having that, and I ain't going to put up that, and I will leave, and I will walk away, and that's the end of it. But for me, I think about the younger girls that are coming into it and things. You know, they're not as blunt and as straightforward and as things like that, and that's where I then end up having a problem with it. And I think that's where it does, you know, that's where it should change, because it's the younger girls that are, you know, on social media and you know, have
you
the
only change it time by calling it out.
But
you only change it by calling it out, and you only change it by bringing a spotlight onto it. So that's why this episode can be quite powerful for the young ladies in the industry.
All the men are going to be like, yep, I don't know.
Yeah, but stop doing it. Stop doing it.
I've spoken to that woman in my life.
It's one thing if you're a little bit drunk at night and you send a silly message, but then it's another thing like doing it stone cold sober and being weird and stuff like that. I think it's hard. It's hard.
No, that's it. I think at the end of the day, if you've put that boundary in and you've said, like, look, enough's enough, I ain't interested in that, unless it's to do with my kids or business, I don't want to hear about it, and you're still getting that, and you're still getting that constant kind of one day, and have you read on Twin Flat, and yeah, you know, or spiritual journey, and all of this rubbish that comes with it, it does just get to the point where, you know, well, you know, now I'm at the point where I'm like, there is no amount that you could kind of pay me to keep being surrounded by it. I did it because I wanted to learn and I wanted to get that kind of experience with it, because like I said, it's something that I haven't gone into. But
how do you find the commercial work compared to the domestic?
I love that there's more people about, because the sites I've been working on, they're business centers, so that, you know, there's always people hustling and bustling and things like that. Whereas with domestic work, a lot of the time people aren't in. It's like my keys are under the door, my keys are over here, and like let yourself in kind of thing. So
I love that.
I'm like, yeah, well, yeah. No, it is nice when you can go and just go in and kind of things. But I am a very chatty person, so it's nice to be around like a site where there are loads of people all about. And yeah, I always feel like a bit of a novel.
It's funny because like you're on the other side of the journey that I'm on. Like you're going just into the commercial, I'm going just into the domestic. And you're loving the stuff I hated. But
yeah.
But like, from a work point of view,
when you've been doing it, it's nice. I think I was doing EICRs for about three weeks or so. And then when I went and did it was just putting in like a new circuit, running in for like a shower and that. But it's so nice. It was a switch up. I needed that. I needed that difference. Like, yeah.
So I like what changing you, all about. What are you currently doing like on the commercial jobs?
I've one of the sites, they needed all their 5-year fixed wire testing, so I've just done all of that, and I'm waiting for some of the remedials have been approved, waiting for the others to be approved, and then booking that in. the other sites like emergency light testing, changing all of that over, and
see, this is my thing.
Lights, belts, heat pump suppliers, you know, there's constant work with it, and it's constant going, you know, going around. I've been kind of getting into fault finding on solar and things like that, and you know, it's really good. The amount of stuff like that I've been learning in that is awesome. It's wicked, and I've really enjoyed it. I just think that yeah.
So this is really interesting, because it sort of chimes with my theory. Now, I don't think women are better sparks generally than men, but I do think that women are 100% better testers than men. And I don't know why that is. And I wanted to get you girls on to have a chat about this today. I've got a few theories, right? I feel like women are better at doing repetitive tasks than men. Men just go, oh, fuck this. I'm just going to do it quickly. Whereas women are like a little bit more, I don't know. You know the same reason women are better at school?
I do not agree. No? I've seen men going in new builds and they're literally doing like 20-story new build. Same thing every day. Same layout, same sockets, same SWA, termination for every floor. Don't know how they do it. ESL is not the same. Every single house is completely different. So I don't know what kind of ESLs you're doing.
I'm not.
I totally disagree. I think it might be more of pattern recognition, of having to recognize patterns from dodgy men, having to do all of that in your brain within split seconds, right, to analyze everything, and then we just apply that to electrics in a house. I can go into a house, a little light flickers, and I'm like, well, when I slam the door, that flicker, that means there's a loose connection, and the meter's right there, so that must mean it's the loose neutral in the main head that's making. Do you know what I mean? Like, just coming up with things, and it's just all pattern recognition from life. That's what I would say.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think women are more adaptable to testing than men. I think it's more of a women thing.
I feel like I've seen so many men, they're okay at testing. They kind of just get it done. But
listen, it's
like,
not a man bashing hour. What I'm saying is, yeah.
Men.
I think any, like, Summer's a good tester. And I've just, every female I met that does a lot of testing, they're really fucking good at it. And I don't know why. Like, most men just want to go around coating off everyone. They're like, oh, look at this. I had this one geezer, right? And we're doing these big builds. And I was a supervisor. And he was in charge of one of the buildings, if you like. So we had four buildings and he was in charge of one. And, well, I was in charge of the four buildings, and then I had like my little commanders in each building. And then he then tested his own building, and he was like, Sam, come here. Look at what clown done this. I was like, what are you talking? And all he wanted to do was coat off the work that had been done by him and his team. And I was like, it's like a thing that men do. Like, as soon as they get into a job, they have to coat off what's there. And I don't think...
I'm not understanding the lingo. What's coat off something that's there?
Tear it apart. Like, just criticise it. Criticise it. Men, so like, men love criticising other men's work, whereas I feel like women don't have that ego when they're doing it. It's just like, right, bosh, bosh, bosh. Well, that's wrong. They don't care why it's wrong, what's wrong about it. That's wrong. That needs fixing. That gets listed. It's not like, well, who done that? Because I'm going to go and coat them off now.
Yeah, they love it. Like, oh, it was Robin Barry. It was actually Mark. He's always doing that. And they love it. On-site banter with, like, bashing each other off. Not, I mean, like, the word...
You know what sites you're working on, bro? But they should be avoided at all costs.
the word version, my God. Anyways, maybe no one understood what I just said, but let's keep it moving.
Diabolical. No, but what do you think about that, Danny? Like, because you're obviously doing a lot of testing.
See, I don't know. I feel like when I got into it, after I'd done it for a while, then yeah, it becomes autopilot and you can kind of just go in and do your kind of thing with it. But for a long time, I used to literally go over and over and over it. And I was really, like, I had videos and things like that on YouTube and all of this. And I kept kind of drumming it in. I used to write out, like, the testing sequence and just kind of like drill it into me that, like, this is what you're doing and this is how it's done, and then that's not just it, you know, then you're kind of understanding what the results are, what they mean, what you're kind of looking out for and things. But I've always said with testing, you're like, it's always open to interpretation, isn't it? You know, people will go on about coding. I've coded this, and I've coded this C3, or this is C2, and what someone might do is C2, someone might do a C3. And it is, it's your take on it. Ultimately, you know, when you're doing it, you're signing your kind of name over to it. So, yeah, I just kind of go with what I think and get into my head about it a bit. But it did take a while. It took me a long time to get my head around testing.
It's funny, man. I still haven't done testing yet. Like, I'm still not done my 2391. I do very little testing. My test kit got nicked. I really avoided it for my whole career. 17 years of being a Spark, I've avoided testing like the plague. And next year is my year. I've got to get it done next year.
Because next year's like next month, basically.
Yeah, bro. I've got 12 months after. Next year, at some point, I will book onto the 2391 because I need to do it because I want to do EICRs because it's easy money, isn't it?
Well, I think it depends. What I've been doing has been, I think it has been, it's been quite, you know, repetitive. Been on the same site as well. So all these units, I think there was about 61 units or so. It was easy, you know, in that sense of you're going to one place and you kind of get around if you can get, I mean, landlord supplies and things, you know, you're kind of dedicating the day, or, you know, it's going to take you a couple of days to get around everything. But otherwise, if you can get a couple done, you're not driving in between. So I think that's what I liked about it.
I'm loving not going to the same place every day. I've had one job last week where I had 2 days on it, but I love the fact that tomorrow I could be in Ramsgate, next day I can be in Canterbury. I love it. I love the whole driving about, spending most of my day driving about, not doing any work. I love it. As long as I can make that, as long as I make my minimum nut a day, I'm loving it.
Yeah.
I think I've got old and lazy, bruv. But mind you, doing domestic, I think, is probably more stressful. What is what are you used to think about getting paid? Do you give people time to pay you, like when you're doing domestic, or...
I do 50% deposit up front.
Yeah.
If the materials are more than 50%, then you pay the, like, whatever it is, the whole price of the materials, and the remainder within 72 hours. But I think I'm going to change that for January. For new clients I've never worked with before, all the money up front. All the money up front, because recently, you'd be surprised, I've had people do that before. They pay me up front, which is fine. But recently, I let somebody that I've known for a while, they paid the 50% deposit, started, done the job. They kept saying, oh, yeah, I'll pay you tonight, pay you tonight, pay you tonight, pay. 3 weeks later, the money goes into my account. So yeah, moving forward, new clients that I don't know, I'm going to have to take the money up front if it's like a bigger job. For a call out or something like that, I guess maybe I can...
I just do cash on completion. And I'll make it very clear. Cash or transfer on completion. No ifs, ands, or buts, or maybes. I'm not leaving the property till it's done. Because I don't see why we should give credit to people. I'm running around hustling, trying to make £150 a day. I ain't got any money to lend you to pay me. Are you mad? No, can't do it.
I wouldn't trust most people with like £150 or whatever. Why would I trust you? And you've literally just messaged me from the internet somewhere or whoever.
That's what I'm saying. One thing I don't do is I don't ask for money up front for materials. And I nearly got stung by that the other week. The day before, like it was a Sunday. They told me they couldn't get the work. They couldn't have the work done because their landlord won't let them use me because he wanted to use his own Spark. And I had to cancel the order. And I nearly got charged for the cable that they had cut off the drum. So that was a bit dicey. But I never really ask for money up front. I find that a bit cheeky sometimes. And I'm asking
money up front for labor. It's just to cover the cost of the materials. I see it like Nando's. You go in there, order, pay your food, and you sit down and you wait, right? And then everything gets ordered and delivered. I kind of see it like that.
You're not wrong. You're not wrong. I don't think you're wrong. I just, my preferred method is cash on completion or transfer. There's no in-betweens.
And that means if you're buying any materials, it's going to sit in your car, in your house, right? If they reschedule again and you're doing that job 3 weeks later, those materials that you paid for out of you and your family's money.
Okay, I'll get it that morning. I'll get it that morning. I'll just go to wholesalers in the morning. I just go to wholesalers and then I'll go to them, do the job, they pay me when I leave. So I've kind of got it straight with that. Danny, what's your view?
Yeah, you've got it patterned up. You've got a nice little sequence of how you do it. If it works for you, that's the best thing about being self-employed. You have to find what works for you. And if it works for you,
absolutely
great. That's all you have to do. Trial and error. See what works for you. That's it.
Danny, what are you saying about this situation?
Oh, see, I'm awful because if I'm on top of my invoices, then people generally, it's, you know, people, they'll pay the invoice whenever I send the kind of invoice over. But I do, on many occasions, I've had customers chasing me. You can send your invoice over. Yeah, and it's not through, you know, anything other than sometimes I lose myself. I just can't keep track. Like I said to you, my mind sometimes is going 200 miles an hour and I just can't switch off. Or I'm just like, yeah, I've done that, or I think I've done it and I haven't. But I do keep on top of them, and I wouldn't say that there is many that I have still outstanding, but I have received a couple of letters, messages from people just asking me to get it across to them so that they can get it sorted. But I think that's more the people that I'm working for. Like a lot of the people around me, you know, they are elderly, they are kind of vulnerable. They are, you know, I've worked for them, you know, for the last few years, and they have let in properties, and, you know, it's kind of established that relationship that I've never had any issues in the past with payment or, you know, getting invoices paid. So it is just a bit more like, I know they're good for it. It'll probably turn around and bite me in the bum one day, but at the moment it works. My sub in work on this, you know, commercial and things like that, that I do on a weekly, two weekly, and I forget weekly. But I think I'm as regimented as I probably could be. I know a lot of people could do the same. You know, some people carry around those card machines, and they'll be like straight away then, you know, kind of, you know, make payment and your job's kind of done. And I think if that's what you want to do, that's what you want to do. It's just what works for me.
Yeah. I tell you why, it just will wind me up today. It just wind me up thinking, why aren't they paid yet? I've done the job. Why? Working for yourself can be quite stressful because at the end of the day, everything is on you to, like, if you go in there and it starts tripping for some weird reason, you ain't getting paid and you ain't leaving until you fix that problem, no matter whose fault it was. Do you know what I mean? So that's quite stressful. So to alleviate any other stress around it, I try and make my life as easy as possible by making sure that at the end, when I book someone in, like the final message to someone booking in, I just have my terms and conditions on the message. They can read that. They can't say it hasn't come through to them because it has, because they've confirmed with me. And that's just how I do it. And then it takes all the stress away. Usually they've got the money there, or they're like, and I'll put my bank details on there. And then as soon as I'm done there, it's already in my account. I don't have to worry about nothing.
I'm going
to
try that because that sounds really...
just like easier. That. You just don't have, like, and then once you close the door on that job's closed. You don't have to go back. You don't have to do nothing. There's no like thinking about that job again. And, you know, everyone's square. And I think that's probably the better way to do it. There's like a few people in here, they do give terms. Like I've been given 7 days, but I need to tighten that up. Yeah, it's just madness. Like, I just can't afford to lend anyone any money for 7 days. I ain't got it. My wife will punch me in the head. Danny, how are you finding the podcast today? Do you feel like it is what you wanted it to be?
Yeah, no, I've enjoyed it. I've always listened to it. I've always liked it. I'm just a regular kind of person. I don't really, I still question sometimes if, you know, I'm a spark and things. I don't kind of want people to look at me like I'm someone that you should kind of want to encourage to be like, because I feel like I don't, like, you know, I haven't got a clue my half the time, and I would not take my advice. I feel like you're right with your terms and conditions. I do have terms and conditions actually that they do state like 7 days and things, but I just think to stay on the ball and things like that, I'm too scatty. I live in my own world all the time.
Yeah, I'm also thinking about getting like a like an app or something that's going to help, like Tradify, Payaka, something like that?
I've got an app like that recently. Do you know what? I'll share a little quick story. So it's an app called Powered Now. So I've got that, and you can literally do all your certificates and your invoices and everything at the same time. So I'm doing this job now with one of my plumber friends from Instagram. And I didn't know he's going to be there, by the way. So I'm just there doing a job, and he kind of shows up, and I'm like, oh my gosh, hey, whatever. So at the end, we both finish at the same time. And we're on our way out, and he goes to the lady, oh, so if you check your emails now, you should have received the invoice and the paperwork and the certificate. And he's on the app, yeah, going click, 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 done. He's out. He's got no paperwork to do. And I'm there like, you know, the tenant's looking at me now, and I'm like, well, I'm going to go home. I might do it today or tomorrow. But to be honest, I'm feeling a bit overwhelmed. So I'll probably send you an invoice in about 3 days' time when I finally got time. And then, you know, the certificate as well, I'll do it sometime over the weekend. And I was so embarrassed. And he's like, yeah, so use the app. It's so convenient. He's like, I'll go home and I'm chilling. My paperwork's done on site. And I'm just saying like, yeah, I had to go home. A few days later, I done the certificate. I sent it to her. After I sent it to her, then it took a few more days to get paid. It was so long. So yeah, an app like that, honestly, I highly recommend. And I'm slowly, slowly trying to train myself to use it, because, you know, after you've done like something for so long, it's hard to untrain yourself from that to take on something new. And I understand, like, you know, like all these old people are like, when I say old, I mean like the older generation, they're like, oh, what's all this smartphone, this, smart, that. And now I'm kind of feeling like that. And I'm like, actually.
Oh, nice. Sweet. Go and get me cash out.
That's you.
Fuck.
Danny. I like all this new technology. It's very helpful, especially for people. Like, do you know what I realized as well? I went to this On the Tools award ceremony. Literally, was it?
Oh yeah, let's talk about this. What are you going to award ceremony for?
Oh, because obviously I'm keeping the sparks, and you know I've got friends in higher places. Anyways, I went to this award ceremony. I'm trying to get an award next year because I didn't do anything this year. So obviously I didn't deserve one. So I didn't even get nominated.
Why did you go to? Who invited you?
I've got friends. I've got loads of famous trades friends. But anyways, let me get back to my point. So I'm sitting there now at my table, and I realize that half the people are standing up, the other half are talking. Everyone's going at 100 miles an hour. People like playing with their tape measures. Everyone's just like throwing fruit. Like, it was just insane, right? And then I realized most tradespeople have ADHD or are on the spectrum. Like, it's just standard. I think most of us couldn't focus in school, so we picked a trade, and here we all are, right? And I think with that, that's where this kind of links in with invoicing and doing jobs. A lot of us have ADHD, so we struggle to stay on top of it because we're going 100 miles an hour and life can't keep up and everything can't keep up. But yeah, majority of the tradespeople that I've seen definitely on the spectrum somehow all got ADHD. That is a fact. If you observe
it. Great. No, I think you're probably not wrong. Some people, like a lot of people in the trades, are a bit mental, aren't they? Like, look at Jamie. He's a prime example. Like, he's off the charts. And he says he's just normal. I don't think he is.
That's the thing. Because we're all surrounded by each other, it seems like we're all normal. Until somebody comes in that's not a tradesperson, we're like, wait a minute. What do you do? Like, and they're like, yeah, I just do everything on time and everything is great. And we're like, what? Everything's chaos, like trades, this, that, pick up materials, running around the place, sitting in traffic, like, what? And they just go to the office and come home and that's it. It's nice.
Weird.
We're just crazy. I love it. I'm not going to lie. I love the trades. They're just so lovely. Yeah, this award ceremony, seeing how supportive everyone is of each other, it was so amazing. There was like people, I've never heard their names. Everyone's just cheering them on. I'm like, oh, this is so cute. Everyone's congratulating each other and saying like, wow, man, I've seen your bricklaying. That's amazing work. And I'm like, I don't even know anything about bricklaying, but well done, mate.
I'm not going unless I'm winning. I'm not trying to be that guy that goes, oh, well, they deserved it more than I did. No one deserves it more than me. So that's fact. Okay. If I go to something like that, I'm winning.
When they announced the electricians and I didn't win it, I was shocked, even though I knew
who won it.
Mike Humphreys.
Whatever.
I know, it wasn't me. I was so upset. I was like, well,
hey, me, so I don't care. Whatever, man. But listen.
And I'll invite you and you can see it. It was so fun. We had a little dance.
Listen, I won't go unless I'm winning.
Freebies and that. I got a free CEF hat. How cute is that?
All right, listen, I'm bringing this to an end. Danny, thank you so much for coming on today. I hope you come back on again and we can do a proper interview. Like, now you're a little bit warmed up to the old show.
Yeah, I will do.
Excellent. Kimmy?
I just thought nonsense, but yeah, it's been good.
Kimmy, you bloody lunatic. Tell everyone what you have for dinner quickly.
Oh, so I went for a walk in the forest and it's mushroom season. So I picked King of the Forest. They call it, is it the Boletus, King Boletus mushroom? I picked loads of fresh ones, took it home, chopped it up, fried it, sauteed it with a bit of garlic and onion, seasoning, pasta, cream, amazing. Mwah.
And on that note, this is Electricians Podcast.